Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope your Christmas was fantastic. I hope you got everything that you wanted. Hope Santa Claus was good to you. Santa Claus was very good to me, and so was my wife. She got me everything that I wanted, and then some, and then what I didn't get from her, I got from my mom. So anyways, had a good Christmas, and so I hope you all are doing okay. It's kind of a weird time of the year in between here, in between the Christmas and the New Year. Everybody's still kind of on Christmas and thinking about the New Year, but yet Christmas isn't over, and we still have our decorations up at home and our outside Christmas lights up, and here at the WWGH studios, it's still decorated for Christmas. It looks nice. We have the Christmas lights on here, because this will probably be the last week I get to see these here, and they look so beautiful and so nice, and I miss the Christmas lights. We're going to decorate on the probably this Saturday day or so, going to decorate the outside of the house for Valentine's Day. We're like the stores. We get we get a jump start on the season. Talking about the house down in Waldo, going to decorate it for Valentine's Day. So if you're driving around Waldo and you see a house decorated for Valentine's Day, that's probably us. And anyways, looking forward to that. Hey, I want to thank Phyllis for the peanut butter fudge. It is good. Oh my goodness gracious. Thank you, Phyllis, for getting that peanut butter fudge to us. We appreciate that very much, and it is just absolutely wonderful. So the wife and I, we celebrated on Christmas Eve. We exchanged our gifts, and then we always go to a Christmas Eve service at our church, which we go to Day Spring Wesleyan out there on 95 past Myers. And they had a nice Christmas Eve service this year. So they had a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock. So we went to the 3 o'clock because we wanted to go home and eat and watch movies. So that's exactly what we did. We went home and ate some good old... Amber fixed a delicious dessert pizza and a veggie pizza. So we had that and some snacks. And then I'm trying to remember which movie we watched. It's a Wonderful Life. Is that what we watched on... we watched It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve. So that was a lot of fun. Got us in the Christmas spirit. Then on Christmas Day, we celebrated with my family. Went over to Mom and Dad's house, and she had a big old turkey dinner. And so we had a wonderful time. Played some games. Visited with some relatives that were visiting from California. And just had a wonderful time on Christmas Day. And then we finally got down to my wife's family down in Southern Ohio on Monday. Everybody's been sick down there, so we couldn't get together before Christmas. We had to wait till everybody was well and feeling good. So we finally got down there to visit with them and exchange our Christmas gifts and have Christmas this past Monday. And so that was nice. So that's kind of what we did around the Christmas. Not a whole lot. Didn't go out to eat very much, except yesterday we finally went out to El Campesino's right there down from the mall, and as always, it was good. We had one of our favorite waitresses, and she comes to the table and says, "Taco salads like usual," and you know you're a regular when they say that. They've got your number. They know what you want. So, yes, we got the taco salads, and they're as good as always out there at El Campesino's. Well, down to business. We're giving away a Subway gift card today. Now, last week, we gave away the big old $50 Bob Evans gift card, and I don't have anything close to that this week. I've got just a little $5 Subway gift card, but I hope you'll still call and play trivia, because it'll get you a little bit from Subway, and Subway is a good place to eat, too, and so that's what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw our winner and find out who it is, and we will send the gift card in the mail to you so you can get it and go out to Subway. 20 minutes past 4 o'clock on this December the 29th, and it is a seasonable 41 degrees here in Marion, kind of a light mist out there as we were coming into the radio studio. I think it's still kind of misting lightly. We opened the door just a little bit to watch the squad go past. Hope everybody's okay. Occasionally a squad police car come past here on South Prospect Street, and one just rolled through before we went on the air. So you never know. You might hear one right here on the air before we go off here at 5 o'clock. So, hey, let's get down to business. Want to say thank you to Waldo Barbershop. Just found out they're going to be with us into the new year, so appreciate that very much. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. All right, let's get to the trivia. Excitement, excitement, excitement as we roll through here. My number, 740-383-9944. Just call me, answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing for a Subway gift card. And at 4:55, we will find out who our winner is. Okay, here we go. Who was the first European to view the Victoria Falls? Who was the first European to view the Victoria Falls? What did Nelson Mandela achieve in 1994? What did Nelson Mandela achieve in 1994? Who was Queen Victoria married to? Who was Queen Victoria married to? In which year did the Southern states split from the American Union? In which year did the Southern states split from the American Union? Which side of a boat is the starboard? Which side of a boat is the starboard? Orville and Wilbur Wright made flying history in 1903 with the first powered airplane. What was the name of their machine? Orville and Wilbur Wright made flying history in 1903 with their first powered airplane. What was the name of their machine? In which part of the body are the hamstring muscles found? In which part of the body are the hamstring muscles found? Which U.S. president started the race for the moon? Which U.S. president started the race for the moon? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are quiet. Be the first one to call and answer one of my trivia questions. What is jet lag? Said I had some family in from California. They know all about that jet lag. What is jet lag? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Is a hamstring in the leg?
It is in the leg. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Well, Judy C., it's always good to hear from you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Judy C., our first caller of the day, getting into the Subway drawing this afternoon. The medical term for the voice box is what? The medical term for the voice box is what? And those are the trivia questions that we have to start things off on a Wednesday afternoon drive time on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1, and we are taking your phone calls for a chance to win a Subway gift card. Last week, we set an all-time record with the number of calls that we had for that $50 Bob Evans gift card. That was fun. We just had one call after the other coming in last week, and so we'll see how we do this week. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, the voice box is the Larynx.
Hey, that's right. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Hey, that fudge is outstanding.
Well, did you hear the story about it?
No, I guess I didn't.
No. I fell November 27th over the dog and dislocated my elbow.
Oh.
So I called Scott and I said, well, there'll be no fudge this year. So my husband said, no, I'm going to help you make it. So basically he made it. All I did was put it together and he did the rest.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was team effort.
Yeah, we made 80 pounds.
Oh, wow. All right.
Last year we made 100.
Oh, okay.
So I was short, but some people didn't get any, but I wanted to make sure you got some. Did you get a bag of that white chocolate party mix?
No, I didn't see any of that in
there.
Oh, no.
They kept it. Well, I sent a bag for it. Ask Scott what happened to it.
Okay.
He probably ate it. Okay, Nate. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, fellas. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That is some fantastic peanut butter fudge and really, really good stuff. I love fudge any type of way, and this peanut butter fudge is really good. 426, 41 degrees here in Marion on a kind of a rainy, kind of a misty sort of weather here in late December as we roll through, coming off the Christmas season here, heading into the new year. Getting ready to make all those New Year's resolutions, right? Hi, we're on the air.
How about the Kitty Hawk?
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Oh, just fine and dandy, sweet as candy.
Well, did your holiday go pretty good?
Yeah, it went pretty good. Had my granddaughter over and the three boys and her husband and my son, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
It went pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear.
I hear you had a good one.
Yep, had a good one. Yep, got together with family and had a good time. And wearing one of my new gifts right now, which is a headphone necklace. It's got it's a necklace and it's got a little headphone replica on the end of it there. So I figure it's good for radio day.
There you go.
Don't know
radio
if
it, week. Past week was Radio Week or something.
Radio Week. So, yep, every Wednesday's Radio Day, so I guess I'll wear it every Wednesday.
Okay.
Don't know if it'll make me sound any better or not, but makes me feel okay. It makes me feel okay, you know?
Yeah. You do a lot for New Year's, do you?
Not a whole lot, but they're having a little doings downtown. I guess they're going to end up doing that popcorn ball drop. Now, I've never been to one.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if it's not too cold, I might go down there. But the wife and I usually order pizza and watch the movie New Year's Eve.
Right.
And so we sit there and watch that up to about midnight. And then we have a little toast and celebrate the new year just the two of us. So we don't really go to any big parties or anything like that. It's kind of a quiet new year for the two of us.
Yeah, that's what we do. We pretty well get pizza in, but I usually watch the bowl games, so.
Yeah, right.
That's what I usually do.
Yeah, so not a whole lot. So just, I don't know, I'm going back and forth between Papa John's, Pizza Hut. I got some coupons in the mail, so I'll see what I can get the best deal for.
That's what I look at when I usually get them.
Yeah, see what's
all up. Right, Nate, I better get out of here. Somebody else might be trying.
Hey, Ralph, good to talk to you. You take it easy.
Yeah, you have a good New Year's now.
You too. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. All righty. Yep, pizza. Pizza for New Year's Eve. That's what we usually do. And I like the garlic sauce that you can get over at Papa John's real well. That's usually pretty good stuff. Yeah, that's all right. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, starboard, the right side of the boat?
It is, the right side of the boat. That is correct. Well, how was your Christmas?
Oh, real good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Good deal. And did you get everything you wanted, or maybe you weren't asking for anything?
Nope, I got everything I wanted.
Oh, good. Good deal.
Must have been a good boy.
Must have been. What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, that's what I was going to say. Mark. All right, Mark. Good to hear from you, my friend. Well, hey, I hope you have a fantastic new year and even better 2022 than you had in 2021.
You too, Nate.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got Mark, we've got Phyllis, we've got Judy C., and we have Ralph starting things off here at 4:30. Half an hour to go. You get 30 more minutes of me. Can you believe it? Right here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Get a chance, check out my website. It's out there. It is radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. We're your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. And then, of course, we're streaming online as well at WWGH1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows that we've done here on Wednesday afternoons. Marion's Talking Place, WWGH's home on the internet, WWGH1071.com. She's being awful quiet, but I have my wife here with me because she has this week after Christmas off from work with pay. Yes, indeed. Makes it even better. So I might put her to work a little bit later. So you'll have to keep your dial right where it's at, and we'll just find out if we can get her on the air or not. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, hi, Nate.
Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, yep. Good. Did you get your recipe yet?
I think I got that today.
Okay, good. Yep. I was wondering how it would go with all the Christmas mail out there competition,
yep.
You know, but I was hoping you'd get that hard copy, especially you mentioned you wanted to make it for your birthday coming up next
yep.
month.
Yep.
So.
Got about 3 more weeks yet, so I'm okay.
Good, good deal.
Yep. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Now, January, so is your birthday middle of January?
19th.
January 19th.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All
me
right.
And, me and Robert E. Lee.
You and Robert E. Lee.
Right.
All right. I think that might be my father-in-law's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
so
wow.
That's a good day.
Yep.
that was a good day, for sure. But, well, you had a good holiday season then, Ernie?
Real good, yep.
Good.
Real good. Had all the family was over and for Christmas, and Christmas Day, actually, they all came over. We had a nice dinner and exchanged gifts, so that was good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, we
sounds
had a nice time.
You guys had a good time, you know, traveled around some.
Yeah.
Went down south. And
yep, got that south trip in and had a nice visit with the folks down there. And
so, we
got to see all the family this year, so that was nice.
Yep.
Even if the one was a little bit belated, they wanted to get together before Christmas, but had to wait till everybody was feeling good.
That's best thing to do, you know, with that new variant going around. Boy, it just sounds like anybody can get it.
Yeah,
know?
that Omicron
yeah.
is
yeah.
That newest one out. I don't know. Just sounds like just a runny nose. You might could have it.
Never
so.
Know. That's right.
Yeah, gotta make sure everybody's feeling well, and then my wife's grandma. She's going to be 80 in February.
Yep.
And,
yeah, I'll be 80 in January. So
and you're going to be 80
I'm
in January.
I'm a month older
okay.
than your grandma.
Okay. And I would just hate to, you know, just hate to give
oh, yeah,
something
and,
to somebody.
It,
and then
it
always
can
be
affect
on,
older people.
Oh, yeah.
A little more.
Yeah, it'd always be on my conscience. Oh, you gave,
yeah.
the, you
oh,
gave
yeah.
that
you
to them.
Do that.
Oh, yeah. It's better to wait till everybody's well. So
sure.
We
yeah.
still got together within the season, so that was nice,
yep,
and got together.
And it was 1861, right, when the cessation started?
Yes, it was.
Yep. So.
Yeah, way back in 1861.
Yep. I've had a hectic day so far, you know. For the last 3 days, my phone's been out.
Oh.
Thanks to the phone company.
Oh, okay.
They gave the people across the street a line, but disconnected mine. And just got it at about 2 o'clock or so, got the phone in, and I called my wife to tell her I was out in the shop. Tell her I got the phone, and she says, "Oh, incidentally, I says I think the furnace is not working."
Oh no! Oh,
jump from
dear.
One problem to another. So.
Yes. Do you have a specific repairman you like for the furnace?
My son.
Oh,
yeah.
Great! He's, great.
He's busy right now, so I'll have to wait. I got a couple, two or three electric heaters. I just got them out and plugged them in.
I'm glad it's not 0 degrees right now.
Yeah, me too. And
oh,
we got
boy.
We got a gas, a freestanding, ventless gas heater down in our basement, so that'll help.
Oh, good, so, good. Get you some heat anyhow.
Yep,
yeah,
keep us from freezing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hating when those furnaces goes out. That's bad news.
Yep.
Yep. So. Yeah, well, I hope you're. I hope 2022 is even better for you than 2021.
I hope so.
And hopefully,
it's not ending up too well, but I hope it starts out better.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope it goes good.
All right. Well, you and Amber have a Happy New Year.
Hey, you too. Happy New Year, Ernie. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate you sticking with
good
us in the last
you.
Year.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thanks, Nate.
Bye-bye. Alrighty. All right, 4:36 is the time here at WWGH and anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard. Hey, I've got some offbeat fun facts for you, and I've got 10 things that are causing your bills to skyrocket. 10 things that are causing your bills to skyrocket. And I don't have time to give you all 10 because it's kind of wordy, so I'm going to give you 5, okay? Number 5, buying brand name instead of generic. Sick of personal finance experts telling you to buy generic, buy generic, buy generic? Well, embed that into your brain because buying generic will save you a boatload of money. Health bills are already expensive as it is, and switching to generic medicine will save you a ton. The FDA says consumers will be saving 80 to 85% by going generic. Number 4, leaving your electronics plugged in. It's easy to just leave your electronics plugged in because you figure you'll be using them soon, but electric items still suck power even when they aren't turned on. In fact, they draw 5% of the energy in American homes, according to the study by the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. The amount of energy wasted is equivalent to the output of 18 power stations. Number 3, things that are causing your bills to skyrocket. Never checking your bills for mistakes. Monitor those receipts, bills, and statements to see if there's any mistakes being made. Get into the habit of giving your receipts a quick once-over as soon as you receive them. This may save you money, and it'll definitely save you the time and effort of having to go back and call them up and to deduct the mistaken charges. Number 2, not preserving your groceries. Even if you're good about saving on your groceries and avoiding the items that are greatly marked up at the supermarket, those savings will be worth less if you don't know how to properly preserve your groceries. If you're throwing away food, you're wasting money. I know. Every time we clean out the refrigerator, I just about cry every time I see stuff go in the trash can because I just hate wasting. I just want to sit there and just eat it all, which that's not good for the diet. Buying things that are not on sale, things that are making your bills skyrocket, buying things that are not on sale. Most items generally go on sale if you wait for it. Whenever you buy greatly discounted items at a big annual sale like Black Friday, an outlet mall, or some flash sales site, you wonder why you ever bought the items at full price. So, look for those discounts. All right, now we have some offbeat fun facts for you. Sour Patch Kids are from the same manufacturers as Swedish Fish. The red Sour Patch Kids are the same candy as Swedish Fish, but with sour sugar. The largest Japanese population outside of Japan stands at 1.6 million people who live in Brazil. Violin bows are commonly made from horse hair. There are less than 30 ships in the Royal Canadian Navy, which are less than most third world countries. Larry the Cable Guy's real name is Daniel Lawrence Whitney. His notable southern accent is actually fake. He was born and raised in the Midwest, not the South. The youngest pope in the history was Pope Benedict, who was 11 years old. Pope Benedict the Ninth. He was 11 years old at the time of the election. He is also the only person to have been pope more than once. So there's some things that cause your bills to skyrocket, and right there's your offbeat fun facts on this, your Wednesday afternoon drive time. Nate Redmond here on Offbeat News and Trivia in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair One. Give you a little upbeat on a little update on the offbeat. How's that? How my surgery progress is going? Of course, a couple weeks ago, I had the old operation to get the gallbladder out, so I'm feeling all right. Still can't lift. I'm not allowed to lift anything over a gallon of milk for up to a month. So my wife was kind enough, since she's here in the studio, to lift the chair I like across the couch so that I could have it for this week. So I can have the ever so comfortable Air Chair One that I like this week. Isn't that nice? I thought that was really nice. Okay, we'll get you some more of these trivia coming up. We're giving away a Subway gift card this afternoon. If you'd like to call me and answer one of my trivia questions, feel free. We'll do some more trivia questions here in just a moment. First of all, I want to tell you about a 7.5-foot-long mushroom canoe who earned a Guinness World Record, a wire-biting squirrel, and I'm going to tell you about this right now. A U.S. school dedicated to preparing people to portray Santa Claus has been dubbed the world's longest-running Santa school by Guinness World Records. The Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School, founded in October 1937 in New York before moving to a larger location in Michigan, has been operating continuously for 84 years, Guinness World Records said. The school covers topics including how to properly dress as Santa, how to sing and dance to Christmas music, how to make toys in a workshop, and even how to ride a sleigh. All right, a Nebraska duo who created a 7.5-foot-long mushroom canoe received a Guinness World Record for their efforts. Katie Ayers, a 2021 graduate of the Central Community College's Columbus campus, and William Ash Gordon, owner of the Nebraska Mushroom LLC, said they received word from Guinness that they are the record holders for creating the world's longest fungal mycelium boat. The pair said they grew the canoe using fungus, and the vessel sprouts new mushrooms every time Ayers takes it into the water. It sprouts new mushrooms. Being named as Guinness World Record holder as a forgotten dream come true for me, Ayers told the Grand Island Independent. All right, now these wire biting squirrels. A Minnesota park has scaled back Christmas decorations this year, and members of the nonprofit that maintained the park said fat squirrels are to blame. Lee Ann Labor, co-chair of the Friends of Mears Park, said the annual holiday display in the St. Paul Park had to be cut back this year when vendors refused to hang strings of lights that had been damaged by squirrels in previous years. Our vendor reuses the lights, and they can't afford to put those lights up only to have the squirrels destroy them again. I don't blame them. Labor said the wires are covered with a certain kind of acid, a corn syrup derivative that the squirrels apparently find irresistible. So there you go. There's your Guinness World Record for a big old mushroom canoe, Santa Claus class, and wire-biting squirrels that affect Christmas lights. Those are your offbeat stack there. Want to say thanks again to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. And we are excited that we get Rick and Waldo Barbershop with us into 2022. So we're grateful for that. Okay, let's see if we can get a couple more phone calls in here and get you signed up for a chance to win a Subway gift card, which is what our gift is today. So if you'd like to go to Subway and you are our winner today at 4:55 when we do our drawing, we will send this in the mail to you. All right, how's that sound? Sound good? Okie dokie, here's the trivia questions we have for you. Who was the first European to view the Victoria Falls? Who was the first European to view the Victoria Falls? What did Nelson Mandela achieve in 1994? What did Nelson Mandela achieve in 1994? Who was Queen Victoria married to? Who was Queen Victoria married to? 740-383-9944. Which U.S. president started the race for the moon? Which U.S. president started the race for the moon? What is jet lag? What is jet lag? What type of joint does a hip have? What type of joint does a hip have? What was the first animal to go into space orbit? What was the first animal to go into space orbit? Why do they call it a biplane? Why do they call it a biplane? Funny story. Not real funny. Interesting story, I should say. I had a chance to go up in a biplane as a kid out at Packers out in the country, over towards Richwood Way. And that direction is Packers, and they were having a little air show get-together on a Labor Day weekend, and they were flying biplanes and taking rides, but I was too scared to get on a biplane, so I missed my chance. Can you believe it? I would absolutely do that today, but as a kid, I was too scared. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be a chimpanzee one.
Yeah, right. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you, Nate?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Well, that's good.
So how was your Christmas?
It was good. That's good.
Good, good. It seemed to just come up on us, and now it's over, and going into a new year already, aren't we?
Yeah, it sure did. It's going too fast.
It is. It is. It makes you wonder how fast 2022 is going to go on this time.
Yeah, that's for sure. We don't know. hopefully it won't go as fast as this year.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some nice weather in the new year, for sure.
I hope so. We're supposed to get snow, though, for the new year. But
yeah, I
don't know
about
when.
That. Yeah, snow coming up. Hopefully I won't have to get my shovel out too many times.
Yeah,
my drive. all right, Miss Becky. Well, we'll get you all signed up for a chance to win, and appreciate the phone call today. And you have a happy New Year now.
You too. You and your wife both have a happy New Year.
Hey, thanks so much. You take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. Which organ removes waste chemicals and water from the blood? Which organ removes waste chemicals and water from the blood? What does astronaut mean? What does astronaut mean? And those are the trivia questions that we have for you. Those are all three of my pages that I have. Page one, page two, page three. Paul Harvey used to say, page two, when he'd go on to his next page of news there. Well, we have just about 5 minutes left until we do our drawing. I'm going to let my wife Amber do the honors today and draw out the name. We're going to find out who the winner is for this Subway gift card. When we always go to Subway, we get the turkey breast because it's one of the most healthiest and it's low in Weight Watcher points. So we go there. And then I like to load mine up with veggies, too. Get lettuce and onion, green peppers. Tastes pretty good out there to Subway. That's what I used to get. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Oh,
yes, sir.
I got my question.
Yeah.
That means when you're traveling, I believe it means when you're somehow one time zone into another time zone.
Yeah, yep, changing tiredness from the time zones. That's right. Well, how was your Christmas?
It was good. We still have the home and family here. It was good Christmas for them. It was cold and whatever. We got a guy living in the basement. Got him out of the way. Didn't have a lot. Everybody kind of threw in. And everybody had a good time. So, basically got him out of the cold.
Got him out of the cold, yeah.
Yeah,
so you got to celebrate Christmas with him.
Yeah, they wasn't much, but at least they had something to eat. That was the main thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big heart, Bob, a big heart.
And so, I'm glad you and my wife had a good Christmas. And I hope you have a safe and happy New Year, and everybody there at the station.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. You take care.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. There's Bob right there on the phone line. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 here. That's a respectable number. 7 callers in here. And you're next up on the line, too, if you'd like to get through. Answer one of my trivia questions. It is December the 29th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. Back in the year 1812, the USS Constitution won a battle with the British ship HMS Java, about 30 miles off the coast of Brazil. In the year 1813, the British burned Buffalo, New York during the War of 1812. 1837, Canadian militiamen destroyed the Caroline, a U.S. steamboat docked at Buffalo, New York. 1845, U.S. President James Polk signed legislation making Texas the 28th state of the United States. 1848, U.S. President James Polk turned on the first gas light at the White House. 1851, the first American Young Men's Christian Association was organized in Boston, Massachusetts, the YMCA. 1860, the HMS Warrior, Britain's first seagoing, first iron-hulled warship was launched. 1888, the first performance of Macbeth took place at the Lyceum Theater. And in 1934, on this date, the first regular season college basketball game was played at Madison Square Garden in New York City. New York University defeated Notre Dame 25-18. So there you go. You ever wondered? You've been sitting around today, I know you have, been wondering what happened on this day in history, December 29th, and you had to tune in, and now you know, just by tuning in to Offbeat News and Trivia. Well, hey, it is time for our Weird Word of the Week, so if you would, head with me down my imaginary hallway to my imaginary classroom, and on my chalkboard I have written this week's weird word, which is ecliptic. Ecliptic, ECLIPTIC. It's a noun. It means the great circle formed by the intersection of the plane of the Earth's orbit with the celestial sphere, or the apparent annual path of the sun in the heaven. Mouthful, isn't it? I'll give it to you one more time. Ecliptic, meaning the great circle formed by the intersection of the plane of the Earth's orbit with the celestial sphere, or the apparent annual path of the sun in the heaven. Ecliptic was first recorded in English in the late 1300s. So it's been around for a while, and that is our weird word of the week. All right. it's that time. Time to do our drawing, and I'm going to put my wife Amber to work. She's going to shuffle the names, and we're going to find out who our winner is of our Subway gift card. And then I'm going to put her on the air, and she can tell us what the name is here. And we will find out which one of our lucky listeners gets this card through the mail, because it is right now 4:55. Go ahead and pull that mic over towards you, and I will put you on the air here, and who is our winner for today for this Subway card? If you can read my writing. Let me see. The two letters connected itself. It's, do you need me to translate for you?
I think it says Mark.
It says Mark! Yes, indeed. It is Mark. Very good. Congratulations, Mark. You are the winner of our Subway gift card. And, Mark, I have you your address here, and I will get this sent out to you. It is now time for Ladies' Corner. I want to thank everybody for calling in the program today. Thank you very much. A happy new year to all of you folks. Thank you for calling the program and playing trivia. Without you folks, this show would not go. All right, it's time for Ladies' Corner. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by going to facebook.com/RadioNate. What do we got?
Marble chocolate graham crackers. 8.5 graham crackers broken in half, 17 squares. 1.5 packages of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate. 1/2 cup creamy peanut butter. 3 ounces Baker's white chocolate. Line 13x9 inch pan with foil with ends of foil extending over sides. Place graham crackers on bottom of pan, cutting as needed to completely cover bottom. Microwave semi-sweet chocolate and peanut butter in medium microwavable bowl on high 1.5 minutes to 2 minutes, or until chocolate is completely melted and mixture is well blended, stirring every 30 seconds. Pour over graham crackers, spread to completely cover graham crackers. Melt white chocolate as directed on package. Drop spoonfuls over semi-sweet chocolate, swirl gently with knife. Refrigerate 1 hour or until firm. Use foil handles to lift dessert from pan, peel off foil, cut dessert into bars.
All right, sounds good. That is our recipe this week. Again, you can find this recipe by just going to facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. And anytime you would like a hard copy of this recipe, just call me and let me know, and I will send it in the mail to you, so you can have it for your recipe book, and make that up and just let me know how it is. All right, we have about 2 minutes to go before it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. And I'm not going to Waldo right away, though. I'm going to take the wife out to eat. Or maybe since she's got the gift card, she's taking me out to eat. Come to think of it, she's taking me out to eat because she's got the gift card. But at any rate, I will eventually be heading down the road to Waldo anyhow, because that's where they keep me throughout the week here before they let me loose here on Wednesday afternoons. I'm here with you every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with this little program that we'd like to call Offbeat News and Trivia. And next week we'll give away who knows what? I don't know. I'm just making things up as I go along, to tell you the truth. Thanks again to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop. You heard their spot a couple times during the program. Want to say thank you very much to them. Want to tell you about my website one more time. Please go visit it. I need the hits. Every time you visit my website, an angel gets its wings. RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. If you ever want to know what I look like, or if you ever wanted to maybe print off a picture to scare the mice away, you could do that too. RadioNate.webs.com. You can find recipes there, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. It's your online companion to your favorite talk, offbeat news and trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair One. It's been a blast. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun to be with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in the program. And thank you all that tuned in. tuned in today and called me today. I appreciate that very much. Hey, there's a lot of great programming straight ahead. Keep it here 24/7 to your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH, Marion, Ohio. Have a happy new year. I hope you have a fantastic 2022. I'll talk to you in the new year. And right now, I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWG.